Facebook and Google have certainly changed the face of advertising, but there's a big question of how much more effective these digital advertising platforms are compared to more conventional methods. And here to weigh in on that is Dave Yovano. He's Chief Executive Officer of Impact Radius, which is based in Los Angeles. And Dave, you've been in the industry for a quarter of a century. You've seen a lot of different phases of advertising, and I'm wondering, do you have a sense or do people care how effective Facebook and Google are as far as platforms for advertisers versus, say, spots on television or pages in a magazine?
Absolutely. There's over $220 billion a year spent globally online for digital ads. And Facebook and Google account for a large majority of that spend. I think Google is about 40% of total spend. Everyone knows the growth in mobile. Those two companies combined are representing almost half of total mobile ad spend right now. So absolutely, advertisers are paying attention to them and care.
Right. I guess that I'm wondering about the efficacy, because it's one thing when you create a narrative for your company with a television spot that's 30 seconds long or in a color advertisement in Vogue. It's another if you have a little advertisement that's pinned on something that you don't even know what it is and could potentially be something that's offensive and that's right alongside fake news or whatever else.
Yeah, one of the great things about digital advertising is a lot of things are trackable. So you're able to know whether or not somebody saw an ad in whatever form, short form, small form, or what have you, and track that all the way through to a sale. So those are things that companies like Impact Radius are doing. We are providing a measurement platform to help brands understand whether or not their investment in any type of ad on Google or Facebook or otherwise are generating sales for their business.
What are the most effective digital ads?
The big trend with the large platforms, Google, Facebook, are, they're very native, right? They are more and more integrated into the content stream that they're providing, Snapchat included. And so you're seeing short forms of video. You're seeing different tactics being applied to campaigns, like a lot of retargeting storytelling. So you start a message, and then you follow that on. You're understanding whether or not people are reacting to it, paying attention to it, and you'll continue to tell a story in shorter forms. But you're developing a customer journey, and you're trying to continue to influence that all the way through to a sale. So it's a lot of things coming together.
Well, at Impact Radius, do you have any measurements or any way to demonstrate the degree of efficacy of some of these native campaigns or just the more successful strategies in getting customers?
Yes, the core tenet of the Impact Radius platform is tracking. So we are tracking all forms of media across all marketing channels. So that includes search, that includes any social spend, display ads, email, as well as offline advertising. That all comes together in a single platform where we normalize that data against a common data model, and we're able to apply our AI, our artificial intelligence, these predictive analytics, to help guide advertisers in terms of how they allocate their marketing spend. So we guide them in terms of what channel they should be spending more of their marketing dollars over the next quarter, what publisher, what ad format. One of the great things as well about our industry is there's a move towards programmatic, which means that you are buying ads at the user level, and you're bidding on a certain price per impression per user. So you're really getting down to a granular level and understanding the true value of showing an ad to that customer because of all the tracking, like with platforms like Impact Radius provide today.
Does Google or Facebook provide the data on a individual level?
Absolutely. And they provide techniques where advertisers can do what's called customer matching. They can upload their CRM file into the Google or Facebook platform and match it with their users, which is very powerful because Google and Facebook especially have people who are signed in across devices. They know their behavior within their properties, and so they know a lot about people. The challenge, though, for brands is that data tends to stay within that walled garden, is what they're kind of referred to, meaning they don't let that data easily out and let the advertiser kind of apply that data across other sites that they may run ads on. Your typical brand, like Procter & Gamble, may run across 1,000 different websites. The more they're providing data and syncing it with Google, Facebook, it works well within just that site, but they want more and more to be able to make that data portable to, you know, other sites that they'll run ads on.
That's fascinating. So are you recommending to your clients not to advertise nearly as much on cable or in magazines?
We are seeing all forms of marketing kind of work in concert. So it's not an all or nothing, you know, sort of strategy. That's why I think the need for consolidating all of your marketing data into a system of record, if you will, to kind of have that full picture, that problem really hasn't been solved yet for marketing, especially for digital. And so it's not a silver bullet or a single marketing strategy that works most. It really requires everything kind of working in concert. You really need to understand all the different touch points in the customer journey. That's why a system of record is so important.
When you speak with your clients, how concerned are they about some of the more controversial websites that have been platforms for advertisements and points of controversy?
Well, there's a lot of controversy about understanding where your ads are showing up. Like I said, most brands are working with a lot of different websites and who they're buying ads from. Even if it's with Facebook, Facebook is working with a network of sites now, and they've struggled with providing transparency to those brands to tell them where their ads are running and also whether or not their ad was actually seen by a human. There's a big trend in advertising online dealing with fraud. There are sites that they look like legitimate sites. They look like they get traffic, essentially, but they're bots, essentially. They're not real. And so they are kind of faking advertisers. And so there is a demand for platforms. That's another thing that we provide, a business called Forensic, where we help brands verify whether or not their ads are actually seen by a human. We're seen on a site that fits within their brand context.
Thank you so much. This is fascinating. Dave Yovano is Chief Executive Officer of Impact Radius, which is based in Los Angeles. And Dave has been in the advertising industry for 25 years and has seen quite an evolution of technology and media.